Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, West Coast, and good afternoon, East Coast. We are getting the spiritual feeding on today. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT, and we are getting our 1 hour of spiritual feeding on. God is so good, so good on today. And if I sound kind of groggy and if I sound kind of stuffed up, I am. But that's not going to stop me from worshiping the Lord and feeding my spirit. Because just like I fed my senses in this little head cold I got with medicine, you definitely got to get your spiritual feeding on today. So we've been talking about friendship all week. And it's so important that we know who our true friends really are. You know, and a lot of times, you know, the devil will come in and try to kill and destroy and destroy your faith and your wisdom. And, you know, I know that I have a true friend in God. And when I see the devil trying to come in and trying to start some mess, I let God be my intercessor. He comes an intercessor in the midst, because not only do I have a great friendship in the Lord, I have a great friendship with my family, with my mate, and with some of my friends, and I can call them true friends because I evaluated them according to the Word of God. It's so important that we get the spiritual feeding on. But, you know, with sometimes with our friends, we got to write them a letter. You know, and I want to take this time out, and this we still talking about friendship, but all of us need to write a letter to God. Because I wrote a letter to God, and I'm going to read my letter to y'all on today. But let's get to a scripture, powerful scripture. It comes from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. It says, "There is a friend that sticketh closest than a brother." It's so important that we know that. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And that's Proverbs 18, 24. You know, who treats you better than him? It's so important that we know that. Y'all got to remember who really got best interests at hand for you, who really loves you at the end of the day, who really supports your education, your business, who really supports you getting your life and yourself together. And please don't look around you. Don't look around you at any friends or who you may consider friends or whatever the case may be. The first place you need to be looking up is up. Because God woke you up this morning. God gave you the money to get that coffee and that breakfast this morning on the West Coast, and he also gave you the money to get that juice or that sandwich or that meal that you're getting for lunch on the East Coast. That's who our friend is. That's what we got to remember. So many times we idolize the world. My money is my friend. My mate is my friend. You know, they really not. Because at the end of the day, when everything hit the fan, and when it get cold outside, you're going to realize it's every man for himself. The money going to leave, and the mate going to follow right behind the money. I'll tell you that right now. And money can really divide. It has divided people. A lot of people be so focused on money, 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 money. They don't realize that it breaks up homes, families, relationships, business partners, nonprofit organizations. It breaks up, you know, good, profound relationships. And it's so true. I'm going to read you my letter. "Dear Lord, you were there in the beginning, and I know you will be there in the end too. Guiding me, instructing me, correcting me, and telling me what I should do. You wiped all my tears in the middle of the night. You told me not to worry. Everything will be all right. You always stood beside me, wanting to hold my hand. When I didn't know what to do, you said, 'My child, you must just stand.' I ached with pain, and trouble was all around me. Peace, joy, and happiness was too far for me to see. I wanted to quit, give up, and just abandon the race. I thought I had been defeated because you told me that wasn't the case. Just when I thought I had lost and there was nothing left within, you said, 'Let me fight this battle. I'll guarantee you I'll win.' So I turn it over to you and step out of the ring. Now I'm beginning to see what joy just standing can bring. Now that the smile I wear is real, I no longer live to pretend. I no longer have to pretend because, Lord, I know that whatever comes my way in life, you will always be my friend. Father God, thank you for just giving me those words and inspiring my heart and moving me on today. You know, just think about all you have been through, y'all. Think about all the trials and tribulations you have been through, all those times you wanted to give up the race, all those times you felt like you've been defeated and knocked down, all those times you felt like you couldn't get nowhere. Who came in and was your intercessor? Who came in and stepped in through the midst of the storm for you? Who did that for you? You know, who was there at the end of the day? We got to get a victory to God. We definitely got to get a victory to God. And that's what it's about. I want y'all to call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And let me know how God has come in for you and what God has did for you. It's so important. Y'all call in. Oh, I got the live chat up as well at Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaMaryKay. And let me know, you know, how what God has done for you and how he has been a friend. It's so important, man, because we still standing. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Diva Star Radio ENT, getting your spiritual feeding on. We all still standing, y'all. Come on, so y'all can get something to eat.
Mama always told me, baby, you gotta walk by faith and not by sight. Real talk. You gotta listen.
I'm never
Wow, definitely still standing out here, y'all. And for all those who are just tuning in live, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, and we are getting our spiritual feeding on. I'm your host, Diva Mary Kay. Y'all, it is November the 18th, Thursday. These months are just passing by so, so fast. The new year is actually right around the corner, man. And it's crazy, and I'm so glad, you know, even into what's going and getting it. Thanksgiving out the way, Christmas coming and going into a new year. You don't have to wait into a new year to start to evaluate yourself as far as the friendship that you have in the Lord. A lot of people say after the new year and after this, I'm going to give my life over to God. I'm going to start reading the word of God. I'm going to start letting God take care of everything for me and believe in him and trust in him and have faith. You don't have to wait into the new year. You can start today. You can start today. You could have started yesterday. But just taking that initiative and saying, you know what, I'm going to, you know, make it my business. And sorry for those who tune in on live. I'll open up the live chat right now so you can give me your comments and witness with me this morning. But you don't have to wait until the new year. You don't wait and have to wait until you start a program or get out of jail or get a new job or whatever the case may be. You don't have to wait on that. You know, you want to start today with getting that spiritual feeding your mind. We've been talking about friendship all week. Last week we were talking about staying committed to the community. Now this week we're talking about friendship, and I'm so thankful for yesterday. Shout out to Rocker Block. Shout out to Nedrum. Shout out to Deshawn. Shout out for everybody that just tuned in live to the show and show their support, because that's what it's all about. We got to start supporting one another. You know, and a lot of us, we pointing our fingers at people. Oh, their life ain't right. They ain't order. They ain't got God in their life. They out here drugging and bugging, out here tripping and dipping. But if you pointing your finger, man, it's three fingers always pointing back at you. And when you don't even feel like praising the Lord, and when you don't feel like, you know, being a witness, you know, that's when you should do it the most. Because this morning I woke up feeling horrible, and I'm pretty sure I found horrible, but I woke up feeling horrible, but I pushed myself because I said, God gave me this voice and this palate. Monday through Friday, I made a commitment to him to do 1 hour spiritual feeding. You know, and it's going to be some people who just tune out or criticize the show or just ain't feeling it. But that don't matter because I got a friend in God. See, my focus is not on, you know, the haters. My focus is on doing the work of God. Being a witness. That's why I wrote that letter to God. It was so, you know, relevant, and it came from my heart. Just because you're in a situation and you know you've been doing wrong and you're guilty, it don't matter if you hurt somebody's family, or did something wrong. You need to repent to God right now. God, forgive me. And if you don't know how to repent, this is how you can go about it. Just an example. You can say, Father God, just thank you on today for giving me the strength and the will to get honest with you. Father God, forgive me for I have sinned. I'm coming to you repenting for this, what I did. Father God, I ask that you continue to just give me the blessing and the strength to get honest and not to do those things anymore, Lord. I ask you when, you know, the storm and these temptations come to me, that you come in and block those thoughts and remind me of you and how my life will be fruitful and beautiful if I just follow you and follow your words. At the end of the day, Lord, I know that it's only you who carry me through each and every day. You want to start off by apologizing to him for not putting him first. A lot of us say, you know, I've done some wrong things, Ed, but I don't think God will forgive me. You know, I'm way out there, but please, I done seen some the most worst people, the most people who done did the worst are pastors. They ordained now, but it took them a while to get there. They ain't just get there because they said, "Oh God, forgive me." Oh no, they had to go through some stuff. Know that. And when you start to give your life over to God, and somebody was saying this to me, I think it was Wydot. Shout out to Wydot. But it was saying when you start to give your life over to God, you know, you start to live for the Lord and not for the world. Because while you living in the world, while you worshiping that stuff, your cars, your money, everything you making, God's your enemy. Know that. And I'm going to explain that in a few minutes because I know somebody was like, why am I making God my enemy? But when you start to worship in the Lord, your worries become different. Your praises become different. You're not concerned about the things in the world no more. You know? The things that's formed against you, you're not going to be worrying about people trying to kill you or gangs or anything like that. You don't have to worry about them. Your worries become different. You're more concerned about with the will of God and saving souls. That's what you're more concerned with, is saving souls. That be your main concern. You know, the family that's homeless, the sister that's strung out. Your concern only comes in with prayer, 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 prayer. You start to see things different. You start to see, like, you already see the evil in the world, but then you start to really see it differently. Definitely want to give a shout-out to Tech Deep, man, for tuning in. I'm so thankful for him. So thankful because the word, it don't matter where you are in your profession, if it's personal or professional, everybody loves the Lord. Everybody tuned in. Can nobody say, oh, you know what, I woke myself up this morning. Y'all bugging. I got my hair done, nails done, everything done. I did this. Anybody that is doing that and idolizing themselves, because sometimes we forget, you know, a lot of us forget that, you know, this is the day the Lord has made, y'all. Even though I do Frontline Fridays and Step Your Game Up Saturdays, yeah, I'm true to hip-hop. Yeah, I love hip-hop. But my thing is with my show, I want my shows to have meat and potatoes. And that's why each and every day I get up and I put God first. God gets first on my shows, Monday through Friday, and then we start talking about Frontline Fridays and Step Your Game Up Saturdays. And, you know, we even going to have the Diva division coming in real soon, as well as with Mommy Mobs. See, the reason why my show is being listened to and people logging in and people rocking behind me and people are supporting me because I put God first. See, I just don't want to be doing no unnecessary interviews, talking about no unnecessary beefs, talking about no unnecessary mess, putting all these, you know, video vixens on blast, talking about who they slept with, who they did this, and, you know, they ain't them business. That's not for me. That's not what you're going to get out of the Diva Mary Kay show. But what you're going to get from Diva Mary Kay is spiritual feeding and Frontline Fridays and Step Your Game Up Saturdays. You're going to get meat and potatoes. You're going to get substance. You're going to get something that's going to feed your spirit. You're going to get something that's going to be able to feed your personal life and your professional life. All these shows is about each one, teach one. And that's what it's going to be about for the rest. But we got to remember who our friend is. We got to remember who our bestie is. We using this word. Everybody talk about my bestie, my bestie, my bestie, my homeboy, whatever the case may be. But it ain't until you hit rock bottom or until trouble come your way that you realize who your bestie is. It ain't until you lose your job. It ain't until your car break down. It ain't until somebody rob you. It's not until you lose a family member until you realize who your bestie is. Because our friends in the world is limited. Our friends are limited service. They like Boost mobile phones. They limited. They limited. But God is unlimited. He has unlimited praises for you. He has unlimited blessings, gifts. Your friend, if you got a broken heart, your friend can only say, you know what, man or girl, that's going to be okay. We're going to get through this. But it's only by the strength and the will of God that will heal that pain. If you've been disappointed and let down and, you know, a deal didn't come through as far as with a business plan, you know, that disappointment that you're going to feel, your family and your friends can tell you, you know what, it's going to be all right, but God is the one that's going to heal it for you. Because he's going to say, that's okay, that door closed, but I got another one that's much more better waiting on you. We have a saying that we have in Mary Kay that, you know, my director was telling me, you're going to get 1,000 no's because you want that 1,000,000 yes. Somebody saying no to you ain't going to hurt you. Know that. For real. I got you, Tech Diva. I'm definitely going to look into that. But, yeah, you definitely want to look at your whole situation, man. Stop worrying about somebody saying no to you. Stop being concerned about, you know, oh, man, if them people got more money than me, they doing it bigger than me, they got a more bigger establishment for me. But you got to remember, you got the biggest establishment behind you already given to you for free, and that's God. We definitely got to talk about these friends. It's a story. And about a young man, you know, he got himself caught up in the game or whatever. He was like, yeah, these my homies, this my family, this and that. My homies and them, they more family to me than what my real family is. You know, they show me more love than what my real family do. But then at the end of the day, him and one of his homies end up going to Jersey City in New Jersey. They went out to Jersey City, and his homie decided that he wanted to take the radio from this Puerto Rican boy. And the thing about it, whether he decided to take the radio from him at, was right there by Jerome Square, is by police. But guess what ended up happening at the end of the day? The police end up snatching both of them up and charging them with strong arm robbery. They both end up doing a 5-year bid. 5 years for a radio. And for my youth that's listening out there, y'all better be clear on y'all situation, man, or who y'all real friends is. If your friends ain't bringing anything to the relationship as far as feeding your spirit, then you don't need them. For real. Like, if they want to run around and be robbing and stealing, breaking into people's cars, breaking into people's houses, do yourself a favor and look up how much time you're going to get for that charge. Because only a sucker do something like that. What y'all think y'all is, Robin Hood or something? I said that to one of my family members one time. I said, you out here stealing and going on and carrying on. Who's you, Robin Hood? You stealing from the rich and giving to the poor? You stealing people's stuff? Like, where they do that at? That's crazy. I definitely want to get y'all opinion on the situation as far as this friend thing, you know, and some of the things that God has revealed to you as far as letting you know that person is your friend. Because so many times we be caught up, this my roadie, this my friend, this my roadie. I'm so tired of hearing this my bestie. For real. And when somebody asks you who you love, the first person you should say you love is, I love the Lord. I love God. He my everything. That's the first thing that should come out your mouth. Because your friends didn't wake you up this morning. Your friends didn't put no food in your mouth. They didn't put clothes on your back. They didn't do none of that. But if you put God to the back burner, you know, and I come to learn, you know, a lot of people are like, why I'm going through this, why everything, and I used to say that too. Why is this happening to me? Why am I going through this? Why is all this turmoil being, you know, pushed against me? Why? That's because I wasn't putting God first, and God said, you know what, you ain't got to put me first. I give you free will to do what you can do. Or do what you want to do. It's either you going to ride with me or you going to ride over there with the world and see what they have to offer you and see what they're going to give you. We got this saying that we saying, you know, I can give somebody the food, but I ain't going to make them eat their dinner. And I like that about God. He don't make you do anything. I don't just like it. I love it. He give you a choice. A lot of people fail to realize that you got a choice in your own life. You don't have to go through life. But we got to shout joyful, joyful, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. You are getting your spiritual feeding on, and let's get joyful.
Oh,
y'all. Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT, and we are getting our spiritual feeding on. And what I was, that I love that song, Lauryn Hill, Joyful, Joyful. That's definitely a hot song. I like how it start off real calm, and then it start jumping. Ain't nothing like a choir that know how to jump. And I don't have nothing against the choirs that's monotone, and, you know, for the churches who don't get into the whole, you know, jumping up and the music rocking. But I'm into that. I'm one of them people, you know, that be looking out like, is your choir jumping? I know I came for the word. Don't get me wrong. Yes, I came for the word. I came to get the word of God, but I love it when the choir is jumping, we all praising, we getting it there. It's just so important for me. And that's another way of spiritual feeding. You know, you can definitely, instead of listening to, I don't want to be negative, but we all know that the music ain't what it used to be. But, you know, if you can get hip-hop in your system, you can get some gospel in your system too. That's very important. You know, especially ladies, when you at wit's end and the kids is getting on your nerves and you feeling some type of way, or you're going through some emotions and you like, oh, my God, not today. Like, go ahead and put you on some spiritual music. I'm telling you, your mood is going to change. So by the end of that song, your mood is going to change so quick and so fast. You're going to be like, oh, my God. And you're going to start to realize, you're going to start to look at things different. Like, man, I was so caught up over this situation, the kids tearing up the house, they done broke my pictures, they got food and stuff everywhere, whatever the case may be. But once you get God's spirit in the inside of you, he reminds you that a wise woman rises early. She take care of that home. Proverbs 14:1, a wise woman build up her house, but a foolish woman pluck it down with her own hands. What's the point of turning around and carrying on, cursing the kids out, whooping them, when you can go ahead and put them in the room, give them some activities, and let them know what they need to be doing? And I'm not saying spare that rod, because a lot of times, a lot of these kids need a butt whooping. But a lot of times, they just be seeking some attention, some love. That's it. And you can pray over them and be like, you know what, Lord, please protect this child before I have to knock them out. You know, and that's how I say it to my son sometimes. I let them know. I got an 8-year-old. I let him know. I'll be like, Lord, please cover my son before I have to Bobby Boucher him on the floor. And that's for real. And sometimes we have to do that. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves that we the parent and they the child, and us hollering and screaming and carrying on ain't doing nothing but teaching them to do the same thing that we're doing to them right now. And then you wonder why don't nobody want to keep them at the daycare. Because they hollering and screaming, or the teachers don't want to be bothered with them in the school. We already conditioned them to holler, scream, and yell. But just like we have a friend in God, we want our kids, the youth, y'all, to have a friend in God. That's who they should be hollering they bestie. Because think about it. If we start now, start right now, and, you know, I'm a person saying start yesterday. Don't even worry about right now. Start yesterday. Even though it's today, I'm starting yesterday. Well, right now, we're saying encouraging our youth to be in the youth ministry, to make a difference, to show that they leader is not followers. Like, they not just going, I'm not going to follow anything. If your child, children, and you write about that, children can be grown up in the church, they can be raised in the church and still fall short to the things of the world. But the one thing I can say, a child that's been raised up with God and to love God and to understand God and to worship God is less likely to fall victim to the things of the world. See, you can't serve God with a divided heart. He need 100%. You can't say, and a lot of people be like, oh, God know my heart, God know my heart. For you people that's saying that God know your heart, let's think about your situation. God know I love him. God know my heart. But the heart is a liar. So when you say God know your heart, all you doing is saying is God know that I'm a liar. For real. The heart will lie to you because it's connected to your emotions. And your emotions can cause you to do some things that's not pleasing in the Lord's sight and that's not a worship in the Lord. So we got to check ourselves before we start saying that again. God know my heart. God know my heart. God know where I'm at with him. God know I love him. I ain't got to go to church to tell him. And I'm not trying to jump on the bandwagon because I'm not going to knock you down because you didn't go to church. I'm just saying that you're missing something when you don't go to the church. You are definitely missing out on the word of God because let's think about it. These churches and the house of God, thank God we got a place where we can go to worship the Lord rather than worshiping up in our homes where we got these worldly distractions. Let's be thankful that the churches was there before all the computers, all the phones, all the texts, all the cars, everything materialistic. The church was there before everything. Before all this stuff came along, the church was already there. And as soon as we realize that, the better we off. Because if you can go get your hair done, nails done, everything done, to rock out on Saturday night and go to the club, you know, going in the club looking for chicks or whatever the case may be, watching these chicks pop their butt, all in their freaking girl dress or whatever the case may be. You got your best on, you done got your gaiters, you done got your tag, your cologne, your Sean John, everything smelling good, looking good. You all cleaned up, haircut, blackouts. We all be going in, and y'all know what I'm talking about, to go to the club to get drunk and most likely leave with a woman that you don't know what she got, don't know what she capable of, don't know if she's trying to set you up or whatever the case may be when she gets you back to the telly to rob you, or your life can be taken on that day because she think you got some coins in your pocket. If you can go through all that, why not prepare? It's like you preparing for a downfall. If you can do that, you can prepare to go to the church. You got enough energy to go out to the club to stay up to the wee hours in the morning, but you can't get up in the wee hours in the morning to praise the God that gave you life. And I'm guilty too. I used to be doing that, running to the club with my girlfriend. It was so bad that, you know, I used to be recruiting chicks to come out to the club. I'm following them right into hell, following them right into my own destruction, following them into an addiction. Get with it. I ain't saying nothing going wrong with going out and dancing and having fun and listening to good music. You know, just because I'm working on my relationship with the Lord don't mean I don't still listen to hip-hop. Don't mean I don't like Jay-Z and Rihanna. It don't mean I don't still listen to Scarface. I do. But it's how I go about carrying myself because I know I'm bearing the banner of blood. And I don't need the church to tell me that. I don't need the church to tell me that. I already know it. But I learned it in the church. I learned it definitely in the church. I definitely want to give a shout out to Tech Deep because he requested this song by the Soul Seeker and it's featuring Marvin Winans. It's called It's All God. We about to get into this music right now. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT, getting your spiritual feeding on. Let's go ahead and get into this because it's all God.
Call. When I need help, I ask. Family when I fall, to pick me up. I've got a bed for my head, shoes for my feet. I've got breath in my body. And if I was just anybody, I'd say,
says in Psalm 27 and 13, David said, I had fainted lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And what we come to understand and know that even when it doesn't look good, it works for the good. To all those that are called according to his purpose, help me say,
it's all good.
It's all God.
It's all God.
Everything going on in my life.
All good.
And it's all God.
It's all God.
Had a few hills to climb.
All good.
Whoa.
Welcome back, you guys. This is your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Excuse me. We're getting our spiritual feeding on. And I just got to say, shout out to Tech Deep for just requesting that song. He hit me up on Twitter. He told me he was tuning in and he requested that song, and ASAP I went and got it, loaded it into my arsenal and played it, and that is a fly, fly song. That was the Soul Seekers featuring Marvin Winans, and it's called It's All God, and it's right. I like how he said, I got money in the bank, car in the driveway, clothes and shoes on my feet, and, you know, but it's all good, but it's all God. All the things that we thankful for, and that's what it's about, being thankful, man. That's why I witnessed on today. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. You know, even though God sent trouble my way and sent me to a higher land, you know, I'm a humble woman on higher land right now. I went from being in a poverty neighbor, in a privatized neighborhood, not knowing what was going to happen with my son and his future, you know, facing eviction, having to going to school, having a good job, losing a job because of child care, because I don't trust nobody, because the streets is mean out there, baby. The streets is mean. But God sent all that trouble my way, from personal life to professional life to my school, and so I can move to higher lands. He sent me all the way over here to Seattle, Washington. And, I mean, it's something out of One Tree Hill. I never imagined that I'll be living the way that I'm living right now, but I know it's only a taste. It's only a little bit of the blessing that God has for me and has to give for me. This ain't nothing. This ain't nothing compared to what God has for me, but as long as I keep my faith, and as long as I keep my eye, and as long as I keep my sneakers on chasing the Lord, I know he's going to provide. Y'all, I done been through. And even if people think when you get into the industry and when you get, you know, when you start willing and dealing and networking with these people or whatever the case may be that got a name and some money or whatever the case may be, it's even more tougher. But if you ain't got the correct armor on you, then you ain't going to get nowhere. If you don't have the right, you're not going to bring a knife to a gunfight. For real. If you ain't got the correct armor and the correct tools to fight this battle, because it's a battle, whether you know, a housewife, or whether you are R&B diva, or whether you a maintenance man, or you a local activist into your community, or you an ordained pastor, it's a fight. And y'all think y'all fighting right now with the world? Please. Wait till you get into the Word of God and you start, you know, feeding yourself. Start educating yourself with the Word. Start walking in his image. Those footsteps that everybody be talking to, every time God move his foot from one place, your foot should be right behind the stepping in it, because you're walking into his footsteps. People are going to start to see the change in you. They're going to start to see the change in your demeanor. But if you don't have the right equipment, if you haven't covered yourself with the blood, if you haven't covered yourself with the armor, guess what? You're going to fall victim. It's going to be easy to puncture through you. See, when you feed yourself with the word and when you cover yourself with the blood, it's like putting cedar wood in front of you. Cedar wood is the hardest wood there is. There is no stronger wood than cedar wood. And that's what you want to start to build and cover yourself with. When you got people hating on you, talk about, oh, she whack, she don't handle her business, her music is whack, her movement is whack, her clothes is whack, her thoughts is whack, or he ain't nothing, he been in and out of jail, or he a thug, all he do is hang with thugs all day, he ain't going nowhere, who is he? Who? Who? We don't know him. We don't know Diva Mary Kay. I never heard of her. You know, you're gonna get broke down because you're not being real to yourself. All my beautiful ladies out here, y'all so beautiful and so precious. But how much of good attention do you think you're gonna get by posing and bending over with just a thong on or some boy shorts on with your butt all oiled up? Who respecting you that way? See, that body is a temple that belongs to God. That don't belong on the front of a magazine. It don't belong as a picture on your Twitter. It don't belong as a profile picture on your Facebook. That's the temple. That's your body. That belongs to the Lord. But you're not staying true to you. Because once you put your clothes back on, you're still the same person before you took them off. And ain't nothing wrong with modeling, but let's start to have some class with ourselves. If you can feel sexy without taking your clothes off. You can feel sexy without putting on a thong, oiling up, putting some stilettos on, and got the nerve to be covering your breasts looking back. Who respecting you that way? You feeding into an image, you a puppet. Because you're going for these casting shots, you're going for these interviews, you want to model, that's fine, that's cool, all that's cool. But don't models supposed to model clothes? Don't models supposed to, you know, make it attractive? I mean, I know you're supposed to make it attractive so that people want to buy the clothes, and but, you know, are you staying true to yourself, man? You selling out. Same way that rappers can sell out to these labels and let them dictate what they do, let them put out the music that they want to put out, let them choose their album cover, signing that contract. Same way with you women, posing, half naked, that they're talking about, I deserve respect. You naked. The only thing that a person is looking at when they see that male and female and the thoughts that come to mind is a sexual thought. That's it. You selling sex. And just because you may not be having sex with anybody at this time or whatever the case may be, you ain't doing nothing but selling sex. And that's the only thing that people are going to look at you as a sex object. Well, my body got me my mansion. My body got me my Maserati. My body got me my Hummer, my Escalade, my Cadillac truck, my Porsche. But you idolizing those things, and when they gone, then you the same person. You the same person. Then really nothing changed. The only difference is you got more materialistic things that you idolizing now. Let's think about that. Even down to the male models. Because they ain't the only ones either. The females not the only ones either. And the reason why I say that, because I get, you know, you look at these women and these men, and, you know, when they put their pictures up, it's like, wow. You can definitely call in. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your cousins, tell your brothers, tell your auntie, tell your uncle to call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And witness with me. And talk with me, chat with me. Because, you know, when I'm doing this spiritual feeding, I don't just want to be feeding y'all. I want y'all to call in and help me feed you and feed everybody else. Because I didn't get here by myself. I didn't do it by myself. Call in at 347-850-1521 and witness with me and talk with me, because this is what it's about. We feeding the spirit out here. God only asks you for 10% of your time and of your blessings. 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and some change. You taking the first step by tuning in and listening and speeding your spirit. He sees you. He's thankful. You know, you doing something that's good in his eyes. Don't you want to please the Lord rather than be trying to please these people who ain't going to love you at the end of the day? That's crazy. That's crazy, and you know what? We can't see it, and I couldn't see it at the time when I was out there doing my thing. I was the person to be like, well, if it ain't about Ebony B, if it ain't about Diva Mary Kay, it ain't about nothing. And I end up getting left with nothing. God broke me down and said, oh, you want to idolize those shoe boots? You want to idolize this backyard? You want to idolize this house? You want to worship this, and I provided you with all of this? Are you serious? You want to give me the victory? Okay. Everything I gave you, I can take it back. I definitely want to go to the hotlines and open it up. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Spiritual Feeding 314-601. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm fine. Good morning. We'll say your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning to you also. This is New Brain. I'm calling from California, originally born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri.
New Brain, welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you're tuning in with me, and I'm very thankful to have you on the line with me where we getting our spiritual feeding on, because a lot of us, our spirits is thirsty, so I got to give you a big round of applause for that.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much.
So, New Brain, what's going on?
Basically, what's going on is actually what's on the minds of every, I would say, musician who really wants to reach another level of happiness. Like you said, the music, the artwork, the people, leading people to the wrong direction, and people getting the false hope that this is the life we're supposed to live through the music. They're not saying nothing. People just going, running out the material, not really helping their neighbors, their brothers, nobody caring. So me, I'm sure you talked to my buddy Tech Deep, but the mission we have with the music is to try to open the eyes and feed them the knowledge that they've been locked away from.
Mm-hmm.
Basically from things you've been saying right now. So I'm just here to call in the witness to confirm what you've been saying and let you know that this is what we need to hear to wake up the eyes of the lost people so they can get back to the spiritual healing.
And you definitely right about that, getting back to spiritual healing, because so many times I'm hearing in these music, the beat will be fly, like it come on, you're like, oh, this rocking right here, but then they come on and they talking about unnecessary. If you are an artist, whether you rap, whether you sing, whether you do spoken words, you have a position, and people are looking up to you. This youth is looking up to you. I'm an 80s baby. I remember when, you know, before the videos came, I remember when you had to call in, when you called in to BET before we had this whole online thing. I remember laying on my bed with my Radio Raheem headphones on, and the music painted, I can close my eyes, and the music painted a video for me. It painted a story. When they was talking, it was a story that they was telling. It was a story. But now everybody, you know, old jumping on this whole Barbie thing, and, you know, I'm a diva, and all. I mean, nothing is wrong to a certain degree about that, but look what they had to sell. Look what Nicki Minaj had to do. First of all, she's been rocking with Cash Money for the longest. She's been doing her footwork for 10 years, if not more. Now they turned her into a black Barbie. You took out one of your ribs, put some boobs in, and put some plastic boobs in, and put some plastic boobs in your butt. Now, at the end of her career, when it does get to the point that she fades away, then what is she going to have? Just imagine, God forbid, you know, I definitely don't want no weapons to be formed against this woman, but God forbid if she fall off. How's she going to maintain them boobs and that butt now?
Well, what's she going to do? She's going to find out that she needs to go and find the true creator and ask him, what did I do to myself? And I need your help to get back on the right path. So, I mean, when she fall off, not saying she's going to fall off, but whenever she stops doing what she's doing, she understands. She'll have a rude awakening. She'll see the people who was there in the beginning, how they fade away if she don't do what they want her to do.
Mm-hmm.
She'll
let
wake
her
up.
Let her decide that she don't want to do something, not to say she doesn't have the control over her situation or whatever the case may be, but everybody trying to get a deal, everybody trying to get with a label, whatever the case may be, you got to do your research on these labels because they will make you a puppet. Look, just think about it. All the hard work that you put into it, grinding, doing shows for the community, doing shows at the parks, doing shows at the local bars, getting jacked over by these club owners, getting jacked over by these fake promoters, producers, or whatever the case may be. This your music. This what you came up with. This is your heart, and so these are your thoughts and ideals. This is the grind that you done been through. You mean to tell me you going to work, do all of that to go to a label and sell out and let them make you a puppet?
Nope, not at all. Not New Brain and Tech Deep.
I know, that's right. Yeah.
See, that's what I've been saying for the longest. What makes, if I'm not happy with a song that you love, how does that make me feel inside? If my name is written all over it, and I got little brothers and sisters, my mom is a loving individual. My father has been trying to be there for the children. And, you know, I'm from a loving background. It's kind of hard for me to sell my soul.
Nobody,
I know
I
people really do love me. Uh-huh.
I got a question for you. Some people in a position of power in music, or they got their movement, and they be like, oh, well, you know, I'm looking for talent or whatever the case may be. But if they ain't from the hood and if they ain't been through nothing, you know, and you know, they coming on. I mean, I can understand if you're not from the hood and you ain't been through nothing. You shouldn't be rapping about the struggles of life in the hood if you ain't been there and done that. But for those
mm-hmm.
who on board, who rapping, who been through it and going to college or whatever the case may be, this whole schoolboy thing, what's this big deal with the schoolboy thing? Why you can't go to college or, you know, have a degree and still make good music, still make good real hip-hop music? Because a lot of people, a lot of promoters or artists or management don't respect you if you ain't shot nobody or if you ain't thrown, if you ain't putting no work and sold no drugs. You can't come on their label.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and to a certain degree that is true with some labels, and some artists do fall in that trend where they feel like, man, I got to go live in the hood and go walk around and do this and do that so I can get respect, get some strikes. But honestly, if you go back to the beginning and what music was about and the message is supposed to be portrayed, all you really have to do is go sit in a room and study all day, learn the past history from then to now. And that would give you enough power to go and make an album and make the music and sell it out and teach people what you just learned through study. Going back to the schoolboy thing, I mean, you can't teach nobody nothing you don't know.
Sure.
I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to let my kids listen to you.
Yeah, because all you're doing is jumping on the bandwagon of what you see. You didn't really experience anything. You know, and before, even with these rappers and artists that have been through some stuff, y'all need to go back and do y'all hip-hop history. Because all y'all doing, the forefronters, Houdini, KRS-One, you know, all of those people, Big Daddy Kane, Run-DMC, all of those
Will
people,
Smith.
They was fighting for, Will Smith, they was fighting for peace and justice so we can be able to get on the front line and put our music out there. And they was making educational and feel-good music. All you artists out here talking about Becky and all this unnecessary, y'all need to do, y'all, first of all, have some respect and pay some homage. That's what I'm saying. Have some respect and pay some homage by doing your research and knowing where hip-hop came from.
And what it was made for.
Yeah, what it was made for. You know, if you can do your research on, you know, who got the most money, what label got the most money, who doing this, Nicki Minaj just slapped this person with a breast, and Diddy over there, you know, Diddy bopping on Danny Kane or whatever the case may be, you can take the time out to do your research, and you online. Everybody want to follow a beef. Everybody want to follow, you know, unnecessary, and that's what I was shouting out to Bengal Smurf. And, you know, he did an interview, whatever the case may be, and these people kept asking him about the 50 beef. We don't want to talk about the 50 beef no more. Talk to that man about feeding the wolves. Talk to him about what he doing now. Everybody want to glorify this beef when you beefing with somebody. I don't want to talk about my beef with nobody. I'm letting that go. I ain't got no beef with nobody. I'm moving on. I'm taking care of my business. But so many times people will glorify negative things rather than they glorify something positive. But me, you, New Brain, Tech Deep, Future Guru 100, we got a palate. And we got a voice. We heard. We in a position. So it's our responsibility to bring it back to where it used to be. And we in a new school. We doing new things or whatever the case may be. But we got to bring the respect and the knowledge back to the music. That's what I feel the music is missing right now, the respect and the knowledge. What
and
do you
gonna
feel
bring
that
it back.
Yeah.
We're going to bring it back.
We don't bring it back. We just rolling with the Joneses, rolling with the next thing, this, and this. And I had a chick send me some music. And, you know, her delivery is good. Her beats is right. But she was just talking about smashing. And you trying to get into the industry, all you talking about is smashing and swallowing. Like, are you serious?
That's not good. Yeah, I know. Are you serious?
That's not good. Are you serious? Like, for real? This how you want to break into the industry? Because
well,
all you
deep.
Being... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, being Tech Deep, my music goes back at least 8 years ago. We met up. Ever since we met up, all our music has been about teaching and knowledge and trying to get to happiness. And basically, I'm sure Tech has seen some songs I wish you could sing some songs so you can hear what the messages we talk about. We got so many messages out there in these songs that it's unstoppable for us to stop doing the music. But yeah, New Brain Tech Deep, we on that same path. I search for spiritual healing. I was born and raised in church. Also, while I was born and raised in church, I was born and raised in the neighborhood of ghetto gangs, drugs, violence. Had to walk to school with crazy people all day. My family didn't understand. I walked outside in the devil's playground, but I went in the house where their God was being worshipped.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really, like most people, they jump on a bandwagon for music. I didn't really have a dream to be a musician. It was kind of forced up on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the message as God wanted me to tell the truth.
Hmm. And that's definitely what we talk about, and that's definitely what I'm listening and looking for people that's going to tell the truth, who's not afraid to worship the Lord and still have swag. You don't lose your swag because you worship the Lord, and you know, God told us to go forth in the world and be fruitful. This is our job. This is what we're supposed to do. You can't do nothing else without the world. And I like what you said in the beginning of the call when you was like, you know, people not sticking together, people, everybody. It's like we went from being crabs in the bucket to now a ditch of crabs, a big black hole of crabs, and everybody pulling each other down. And last week I was talking about staying committed to the community. You know, stay committed to your community wherever you live, whether you live in the hood, the suburban, the country, wherever you live, you stay committed to your community. You know, you should know your neighbors. You should know the neighbors behind you, on the side of you, in front of you. You want to know who live in your neighborhood. Not only that, you want to keep your neighborhood clean. We can all come together. We live on this block. We can keep our block clean.
All them big artists and all them big CEOs that claiming they helping the people in the neighborhoods, where you see them at? You see them in front row basketball games.
Mm-hmm.
You see them all over spending money for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to donate it to charities.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say as far as, like, donating. They start their organization and donating. Anybody that's been, first of all, struggling to get out of the hood don't necessarily want to stay there. We know where we came from. You know, we know what motivated us to get out. But now, you know, they provide a palette, you know, for you to get out and you to educate yourself and you to get on your ground. But it's up to you to take it. You know, don't feel no type of way because, you know, we get ourselves together and we start to get sponsors and we going through this whole situation with people. Don't feel no type of way because they on and now we done came back to the hood, brought money, opened up a center so you can get your mind right. But now you mad because you don't want to educate yourself. We got the hotline pumping again. Let me go ahead and bring this person in. 323-608, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. We feeding them spirits. Who's this on the line?
What it do, Mike? Hey, it's Tech Deep.
Hey, Tech Deep, what's going on? Thank you for calling in.
Much love. I am very happy that I woke up today, grace to God, listening to your radio station.
That's a blessing. And just to hear you say that, it's just a blessing.
Yeah,
I'm glad that I'm touching. Go ahead.
Brain, you still on my brain?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, Brain's on a lot.
Yeah, what up? Yeah, this is my main partner. Like he said, we've been doing music for at least a decade now, and the type of music that we're coming out with is just it's in tune with everything. So, yeah, we do have the party songs. Yeah, we do have the club shaking songs, but we still connect within ourselves because we live real life while we're living. So, you know, Brain has some good points, and I'm just calling in to salute Brain. You know, so. Yeah, we finna do it.
Salute you, too.
And that's definitely a salute to both of y'all. And I do have a question. I know it's because we walk a fine line. We walk a very, very fine line with the music that we make, with the music that, you know, with the music that y'all making, with the music that I promote. You know, how hard is that when you put the industry, like you're dealing with these people, how hard is it to keep a balance?
It's not hard. Well, I was gonna say it's not really hard because at the same time, like my music that I make is personally stuff, the stuff that I'm feeding out all the time, whether, like, I'm controlled to make this type of music, I still have to keep a balance between myself because I just don't, I don't want to be caught up being a puppet, basically, is what I'm trying to say. That just drives me crazy.
The music that me and Tech has allowed us to travel to the positive people in the industry. Like, we have a manager right now named Steezo, Jason Flores, big-time promoter, businessman. This man's only 29 years old, has degrees, already out the Air Force. So we was blessed to obtain this manager who's actually on the same page as us. So he allows us to release the music we really want to release. And basically, we kind of know how to play the industry, you know, kind of give and take. Like, so, I mean, it's not really hard to stay balanced because, like I said, I was instilled with the knowledge and the searching for spiritual healing from birth. And also, like I said, I had to still hold that belief while walking through the dangerous neighborhoods. Like I said, I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri. St. Louis has been top of the five murder capitals for the last 20 years. I don't know. But, I mean, coming through that and me still staying grounded and believing in my beliefs and making it through that, when it comes to the music and the industry, that's easy. Nobody in the industry can ever change the way I feel inside. And like I said, I don't make music that I don't like.
I was going to say, Brain, me and Brain have conversations where, you know, I get fed up on certain things that goes on in the industry. And, you know, I am human and I do get weak. And, you know, stuff that really goes on, it just appalls me from the way people are taking out music. And, you know, treating it like it's just a quick dollar instead of trying to make a single message out to everybody.
Yeah, and you know what?
Go ahead.
You're definitely right about that. When you say the most important thing is staying true to the foundation. That's it. The reason why you started the music, reason why you started doing what you're doing, and, you know, protecting the music, and I do that as far as with my show. I have to protect my show. I'm not going to just let anybody and everybody come up on the show and talk nonsense. That's not going to happen. You know, and then I'm not a puppet because I started off doing this show to reach out and teach other people about the Word of God and to uplift women. And for me staying true to my purpose in the beginning, it has brought so many positive people in my grasp, you know, who want to support the show. That's definitely what it's about. I'm not going to have somebody come along, you know, and say, look, Diva Mary Kay, we're going to give you 50 stacks. 50 stacks if you play this music or whatever the case may be, you know, negative music, their music. I'm not taking that. Because 50 stacks ain't nothing compared. They try to throw the money at you. They try to throw the money at you and they say, you know, but I can buy her. I can buy him. I'm not going to sell my soul because my soul is priceless. And that's what I was saying about the whole thing with, you know, all the chicks I see, they say they models or whatever the case may be. You're not the model. Your butt is the model. Them heels and that thong and that oil is the model. Your face is, you're not even really getting put out there like that correctly because you're selling your soul. But at the end of the day, you got to answer to the God of your understanding. When that foundation and that makeup and that mascara come off, you still who you was before you got there. Because the thing about it, look at it, you had to get dialed up. You had to put on a mask. You had to put on a whole different personality to be able to get these people to respect you. That's hard.
Yeah, some people, they fall into it. I mean, that's the plan of the enemy, to blind you with money and material.
Yeah.
Fashion.
Yeah.
Beauty.
And whenever they realize, you know, God made you perfect just the way that you are. If God made me in his image, why am I trying to add and take from it? I mean, I don't have no wrong with getting your diva out on, putting your lip gloss on or whatever, getting your natural look, your exotic look, your modern look, whatever the case may be. Is my thing is how you wear it. Have some class with it. I got to give a big shout-out to Sanity Girls. because Sanity Girls models have class. And the CEO, shout out to the CEO of Sanity Girls, he makes sure when he takes those pictures of these women, they're not just models, they business women too. But all their pictures is classy. They sexy and they classy. Have not yet won because I always check on their site. I'm always looking at their site. Not one time have I seen anybody bent over, butt out, titties out. It still looks sexy and more and attractive and appealing as ever. You know, yeah, but some.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout out to a group actually out of Long Beach called Dynamic Certified, and their whole message is kind of empowering women right now. So I got a salute to them because, as you said, that I was thinking about that. A lot of, I wouldn't say, like, for the artists that I know right now that's switching up, you know, what they used to make with the music, that's cool. But I like a lot of artists that's, like, transitioning the stuff that's really going on right now and, you know, just really touching people. Shout out to anybody who's listening right now because, you know, say we some musicians that's just trying to send a message out.
That's definitely what's up. New Brain, I want you to follow me on Twitter so we can be able to chop it up later on. And the Women's Empowerment Group, I definitely want to chop it up with you as far as me networking with them because I'm all about women empowerment. I'm all about, you know, even though, you know, besides my show, I'm a CNA and I also sell Mary Kay. And we in Mary Kay, you know, we in the business of enriching women's lives. But I'm taking it a step further with my mommy mob movement as far as bringing the families back together. We didn't let these cell phones, these computers, these PSPs, these Wii's, these Xbox 360s, the TVs, the flat screens, we didn't let that take our kids and our family. It's dividing us. We need to bring the dinner table back into the home. Pray together. Pray over that food, break that bread, because 86% of children who sit down and have dinner with their families, and this is fact, who sit down and have dinners with their family, the parent is more aware of what's going on in the house with the child and out the house with the child. I done seen it. I had to stop it in my house. You know, I'm in a living, and it had to start with my home because every time you point your finger at somebody, it's three fingers pointing back at you. But I was in the living room watching the Cooking Network. My son was upstairs in his room playing on the Wii. My man was upstairs in the room playing on a PS3. And it was dinner time. And everybody came in the kitchen and went to get their plate to leave back out. I said, no, we got to stop right here. I went through the house. I cut off all the phones. I cut up all the TVs, all the games, and we sat down, and that was the first time in a long time that we had a good communication with each other rather than bypassing each other in the house, like we roommates or something. We got to bring these dinner tables back in the home, and we got to start worshiping with each other every morning before my son leave out in the morning to go to school. And it's been such a tradition. It's been a ritual for me for so long that now he know how to pray. But before he go out, I bend down, I give him a hug, and I say, you know what, Maka, I'm so proud of you. And I'm so thankful God blessed me with a smart and respectful son like you. And then I go into my prayer, Father God, protect my son. Cover him with the blood. Give him traveling mercies to school and back home from school, Lord. I know you want to take good care of him. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. He 8 years old, and he recite that. One, I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago we was going out the house, and he was like, Mommy, you not going to pray over the house before we leave? He corrected me. Yeah, his eyes was open. He realized that I didn't pray over the house, saying God had the house better than what it is than when I left it. God covered my home with the blood. We got to bring it. It's so important that you put God first. If you God first, family second, career third. I honestly feel like if you run your life that way, God first, family second, career third, you will be all right. I'm not gonna say it's gonna be perfect.
Hey, God will give you what you need.
It's a good process to be in, though, because we need that balance.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Thank you, Tech D. We need the balance. the balance is the most important thing. We don't have balance because so many things, we put too much food on our plate, and our plate is not big enough.
Yeah.
You got too much stuff going on. You got this little plate, but you got all this food. So you're not going to be able to eat.
You're going
to
throw half of it away.
Say it.
They gonna
say that.
They're going to throw half of that food away instead of going next door to the neighbor house. Instead of going somewhere, you know. That's what they do all the time. I see it all the time. It puzzles me. I'm like, wow. I always, you know what, my motto is, if I don't eat it today, I'm going to eat it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to eat it before it's full.
Don't waste that. Don't waste that food. Don't waste that food. And knowledge is so important. That's why I really don't support, you know, I don't support what they're doing, but I pray for them. When I see people out there and these people send me their music, and when they tell me about their business, because on Step Your Game Up Saturdays, it's more for business owners to come on, entrepreneurs, and talk about their business. And, you know, I really want to do business with humble people. I'm a humble woman on a high land right now. And I say right now, because in a split second, my position can change. But I'm more concerned with doing business with people who humble, who don't put themselves on the front line all the time. They put their music and stuff on the front line, but are you being used as a tool? What are you using your position for? That's what I look for. And I've been a researcher since ninth grade. I can, if I really put my mind to it, I think I can find Bin Laden. But I've been a researcher for ninth grade, so if I'm calling myself, if I want to network with you, I'm going to research you. And if I can't Google you, then you're not in business. Anybody that's in business should have a Google account. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I can't Google you, you know, if you Google Diva Mary Kay, almost 1,500 things is going to pop up about Diva Mary Kay, from my shows to my movements, from my Facebook to my Twitter, everything. Google is such a powerful tool. And if you in business, you need to be using Google, because everybody use Google. You should have a Google account attached to everything that you're doing. Because it's only going to be limited. You can put up a website, and you can have so many good things of it, because a lot of people, and that's the next question I just popped up in my head for y'all, and I definitely want to pose it to you, New Brain, first, is, you know, all these people got these hiding behind these screen names, and I'm the CEO of this, and I'm the boss of this, and I'm the management of that, or whatever the case may be. But when you go to Google them, nothing come up but a MySpace page.
Yes,
you can make yourself look good. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to touch on what you said. It's all about, I think it starts with loneliness. You know, these people really don't understand what their purpose is in life, and they just look out at all the other entertainers and people around that have popularity and people that run and follow them. And so they basically emulate and copy the things that the real businessmen say and do to portray that image to feel more accepted.
Yeah, that's a good point, Brian.
Wow. You just blew me away with that. Everybody want acceptance, man. Everybody want to jump on it. And that's what I was talking about when I was last week, when we was talking about staying committed to the community. You know, you will go all the way to the mall or go all the way to New York to buy the same thing that you could have bought from the person in your community that opened up that store, that opened up that barbershop, that opened up, you know, the boutique or the poppy store. You going to spend your money elsewhere with a company that's most likely going to get up and leave with your money. They not putting nothing back into your community. They're not doing nothing for your community. And it's crazy because we spend our money, you know, our hard-earned money with people who don't even know us. They don't know our kids, don't know nothing. I'm not saying that they have to. But if you're going to support something, if you're going to spend your money, spend it in your community. And for the community stores, if you don't come into a neighborhood just to get some money to move somewhere else. ain't nothing wrong with expanding, but that's the big thing with the community. They don't really want to invest their money into some of these stores in their community because they like, oh, well, they just going to get their money and bounce on us. And they're not here for longevity. And the way that you can show your community is that you're here for the long haul and you're here for the community is, first of all, I know them. Second of all, I have some networking events where you open up the shop in the summertime, where you cook out or whatever the case may be, invite the rest of the stores next to you because they're your neighbors. A lot of people think the only neighbors I have is the people that's on my block. No, your neighbor is everywhere you go. The person in the grocery store, the person at the barber shop, the person when you're on the train. Our neighbors is everywhere. You got to love thy neighbor like you love thyself.
That's right. So what's the problem with the world?
I'm not really, you know, as far as my enemies or, you know, quote-unquote haters, you know, there's a side of me that, you know, is kind of vindictive in the same way. I got to, like, just, you know, give myself a woosah every now and then, or, you know, I have conversations with Brain sometimes of just how I perceive people in this industry and what I have to deal with as a producer and getting placements. I do networking with a lot of people, so the type of personalities that I have to deal with is very, very overwhelming and tiring sometimes because it's just, you know, people want game. People say a lot of things that's not really true. It does get you angry. It makes you reevaluate, like, you know, just the profession as a whole. It's just crazy.
And dealing with these egos, and I can understand what you're saying about, you know, sometimes it gets frustrating. And how good is it to have somebody and to have a friend that you can go to that's going to feed your spirit rather than feed your worldly flesh, to bring you back to the purpose of God? Like, you know what? I understand you feeling some type of way about it. And have somebody that you can vent to that you know that's going to stick close to you like a brother. That's what a real friend is. People don't know what a real friend is. And that's what we're talking about on today is friendship. You know, a real friend is going to stick to you closer than a brother. A real friend, you know, a real friend is going to hurt you with the truth. They're going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. A real friend is going to bring out the best in you.
That's awesome you say that, because I tell Tech that the whole time. And I'm going to simplify it as simple as this. I say, Tech, I wouldn't tell you these things if I didn't love you, man. If I didn't love you, then I'd tell you anything. I would. Matter of fact, I probably wouldn't tell you nothing at all. But I tell you these things, I love you, and I want to make sure if anything happened to me that you have enough understanding of what I was able to leave behind, you know, so you people you love and people that love you.
And that's our core right there. That's real solid right there. If anything was to happen to me, I want to be able to give you the knowledge and encouragement and love so you can be able to still preach and teach the word, the message, just in case. Yo, New Brain, that's wow. Just in case something happened to me, I want us to have a clear understanding of what we're doing here and for you to stick solid to the core of the things that we're doing. So you can be able to go forth after I'm gone to continue to preach and teach the word. That's what I want to happen for you. That's so important. That's hot right there. And know you got that's real friend stuff right there. And that's what my main concern is. I had to go back and reevaluate my friendship with some people, even down to my mates. I took the word of God and looked at them and said, you know what? I got to evaluate you. And they was like, you got to evaluate me. Yeah, I got to evaluate you because I need to make sure that you are my friend according to the word of God, not by what I'm saying. Because foolishly we follow these people around thinking they are friends, but it's not into, you know, somebody else getting to their ear or somebody else getting to our ear or money or hard times come about that we realize that it was every man for themselves. But at the end of the day,
situations like that.
Yeah.
They just use me for my talent.
They just use you for your talent. We all being used in many a ways, but I feel like if you want to use me as a tool for God. Use me in a good way. Ain't nothing wrong with being used, but don't try to use me in a negative way. When, and Bingham Smurf taught me this. He said everybody is being used, but once it gets to the point that the relationship become abusive, then that ain't cool.
Yeah,
you abusing
right.
my talent.
You're right.
And you, he definitely has experienced that, but from the experience in between him and 50 falling out.
Uh-huh.
You know, he knows exactly what it is, and he's going to be on Step Your Game Up Saturdays. We're going to be talking about taking it back to feeding the youth, and he definitely going to be dropping some jewels. And that's definitely what it's about, and I would love for y'all to tune into that show as well. But he definitely can relate to, you know, everybody rocking hard, going from hustling, running up to cars in the winter, to we getting on now, and then these people coming in your head like, you don't need them. You don't need this. You don't need that. They're going to bring you down, this, and that, so forth. But ironically, these same people got me to where I'm at with you. Now you telling me that I don't need them?
Yeah, they get blinded.
It's easy to get people
who really love them.
And you can't see that because you're so caught up in the money, cars, clothes, and y'all already know what it is. Man, you live in tune, getting your spiritual feeding on with Diva Mary Kay. As long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Girl Diva Mary Kay, you now tune in live with Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting the spiritual feed on, and I've been lied on, I've been talked about, and I've been mistreated, but that's okay, because as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. I'm telling y'all, I don't need nobody else, and that's what we got to get to understand on. I love that song, Vicky Winans, as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. And you know how she was saying, like, I've been lied on, mistreated, talked about, defeated, but she still kept her faith in the Lord. And look how, I mean, they still rocking hard in the game, and they ain't gotta worship the worldly things in life. They being soul seekers. They saving souls. And how Frank Nitti said, they being bridge builders. Thank you, Frank Nitti, for that, because he was on the show. I think he was on Frontline Fridays, and he was saying how a lot of us are bridge builders. You know, and that's what I definitely got to get a shout out for Tech D for calling in and tuning in and just dropping them jewels and giving his voice, and I definitely look forward to listening to y'all music. I'm actually excited, and I definitely want to get it up here so we can play it on Spiritual Feeding, because it's about the message at the end of the day. It's about does your music impact anybody? Is it giving a message? Is it giving a story? You know, what is it doing for the community? What is it doing for the youth out there that's watching and listening? What is your position playing? And when a lot of people going to hear this show, and then they're going to be like, you know what, I need to think about what my music is really saying. And if you ain't getting the exposure that you looking for, if you ain't getting the deals or the money that you feel like you should be making, that's because you missing something. And that's God. God first, family second, career third. That's how we get down. We don't do nothing else. This is how we get down. And all those who are in gospel music and doing their thing and out there worshiping the Lord or whatever the case may be, yes, they're getting good fruit because they planted a seed. They didn't just get there just by saying, you know, I know Diva Mary Kay, I know New Brain, I know Bengal Smurf, I know Tech D. They didn't get there by saying that. They put their faith in the Lord. You want anything that you're doing, I'm talking about anything that you're doing that's positive, to be covered by the blood. Because the negative things, a lot of people say, you know, the devil is ruling his world or whatever the case may be. He not ruling his world. All y'all doing is falling victim. Constantly falling victim. And y'all ain't doing nothing but being his victim at that. And one thing I want to say about, you know, from living in the world, for those who, you know, decided to give their life over to God and started to feed themselves spiritually, started to feed their spirit and their mental, whatever the case may be, the reason why you feed yourself with the spirit and with the word of God is, for one, to get your armor up. Excuse me, for one, to get a more personal relationship with God first. That's the relationship you want to secure. Then you can start to build your armor. Because after you get the relationship with God and you got your armor right, then you can go back to hell and take back the things that he took from you, like your life, your family, your kids, your respect, your dignity. You're going to take it all back because you only gave it to him for temporary. You gave it to him. Temporarily, you gave it to him. Real talk. You opened the door for him. What's the saying, like, is with the whole vampire thing that, you know, you got to welcome them to the house but in order for them to come in? You would open your door for him to come in. So now it's time to open his door and take back the things that he took from you. But in order for you to do that, you got to get your relationship right. You got to be in communication with God because he's going to give you the tools. He's going to show you how to take all your stuff back. But you got to get that armor up, because if you don't get that armor up, you'll be right at the door, and then he'll throw something in front of you that's appealing that you like. And guess what's going to happen? All that work that you did for the Lord and all that time you did with the Lord, you just fell right at the devil's door on your knees. Okay. You know, I'm not going, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I don't smoke all the time. I just smoke on the weekends. I don't drink all the time. I just drink on the weekends. You know, other than that, I'm cooling. And I have to pose that question to a lot of you people out there. How deep is your faith? Is your faith ankle deep? Is it knee deep? Is it thigh deep? Or are you head over heels? I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but I know one thing. I'm blessed, baby. I am blessed. I'm so thankful that I woke up this morning and got this palette to be able to teach and preach the word of God and witness with people. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. And one thing I've come to realize, and one of the things I want to witness, I can testify about, God brought my family back. He brought my family back. The people that I didn't even know from growing up being a little girl, the people that I grew up with, my mother passed away early, my grandmother passed early, or whatever the case may be, I didn't get a chance to know my family. You know, it's a lot of them that's reaching out to me right now, even on Facebook.
blessing.
You know, they're reaching out to me, and they love me. Y'all better go get y'all stuff back, because the devil can only have it as long as you give it to you. As long as you give it to him. The devil can only have it. If you let him in, if you fall victim, if you want to be mad, you want to let their anger control you, you want to let them drugs control you. And that's another thing that I want to say to New Brain. A lot of times, a lot of people don't know, if you make the world your friend, you're making God your enemy. But what is it with some of these people that they hold on? They don't realize I'm holding on to this stuff in the world that's stopping me from having a friendship with God. And the thing about it, I can have all these things. I can have the car, the house, the shoes, the clothes, the mate, the jewels, the hair, the nails, the living room suits, the bedroom suits, whatever. I can have all that with God. But they hold on to it, and what it do is it block their relationship with the Lord. Because if the devil give it to you, it's only temporarily. That's it. But you, what did you give to get what you got? A lot of people need to think about that. What did you give? What did you put out to get what you got? And is it limited? Is it limited? Can you really use that for eternity? Is that going to last for the end of time? It's not. Worshiping and these idolizing things. The devil tried to attack me this morning because I woke up with this head cold, feeling some type of way. I was like, oh, Lord, I don't think I can do the show today or whatever the case may be. But God knew better. He said, no, you're going to get up and do this show because I have a purpose over your life. And you need to put the word out there, and especially for the industry, because so many people in the industry trying to do their thing, trying to run an honest business, and you got these snakes and jakes out here. But it shows you that it's still good people doing business. It's still people giving honest services, honest business, and what you invest in your money into, you're going to get out of. See, I don't have time for an ego. I don't have time for an ego. I don't have time for my ego, and I don't have time for your ego. And that's real talk right there. I'm not going to sit here and babysit or entertain your ego. You either going to be a Mexican or you going to be a Mexican. So which one you going to decide to do, because this how I'm rolling, this how I'm rocking. And if you want to jump on board for this positive movement, for the future, for the kids, for the movement, you can. But if not, if you want to go over there and be negative and be a hater, and you know I'm popping bottles, I got stacks on decks, you know I got cars on decks. Do you got God on deck? Because that's the only way I'm going to be interested, to tell you the truth. I need to know that you can remove yourself and humble yourself. Because if you can't humble yourself, you're going to constantly look down on me and other people. You are in no position to be looking down on nobody. Nobody should be looking down on nobody. You should never get to the point that you think you're inferior to people. You are human. And I know people forget that. We forget that we're human. We get people in our crew and in our team. They bigging us up. This, and that. Yeah, you the hottest rapper alive. You the hottest singer alive. You got the most banging the show, rocking or whatever the case may be. And we feed it to it. We feed right into it. Go ahead.
This is a good point you brought it up, because a lot of people, like with my music, I mean, I would say it's blessed by God and God's messages in my music, and I've always been searching to do his word in my music, through my music. A lot of people also try to pump me up and tell me things like that, but, you know, for me, you know, I would always tell them, like, nah, man, I'm not that good. You know, I'm just doing what God told me to do. Or this is what we talk about. I mean, it's not me that's doing it, you know. So people always try to pump me up and build up my ego, but it just doesn't work. Because I know what the purpose is behind it. So it's kind of ironic you said that. That's exactly what I've been going through.
People trying to pump you up and idolize you. Yo, you doing it big. Ain't nobody messing with you. This and this and that and so forth or whatever the case may be. And watch the people who try to pump you up. For real. You want to watch them people. Ain't nothing wrong with them giving you respect and giving you credit what credit is due. That's fine. But you definitely want to watch the people who's trying to stay in your ear, trying to pump you up. And, you know, instead of saying, you know, man, I'm so thankful that, and we should be so thankful that God bless your music the way that he do. You know, God bless your thinking and you producing the way that you do. You know, and what are you bringing to a relationship? I mean, a lot of people, they say I'm bringing my skills, my talent, my followers, and all this stuff to the relationship. But are you bringing any spiritual? I need you to feed my soul. Deep down in my soul. Because people can tell you all the time, you're so beautiful, you're so beautiful. Ebony, you're so, even Mary Kay, you're so beautiful, you're such a great woman, you're a good woman. You know, but I have to say, I don't need their approval. I don't. Because at the end of the day, the person who I need the approval from is God. That's all I need. Because he woke me up this morning. He gave me this voice. He gave me this talent. You didn't give me this. And I'm not trying to knock down the supporters or whatever the case may be. But while you sitting there bigging me up, what are you doing for yourself? You sitting here telling me how wonderful and how amazing I am. What are you doing for you? And we have to definitely look into it and start. And anybody that's on our team and anybody that's supporting us and rocking with us, we want them to encourage them to work to their full potential as well.
You know what, Ms. Diva Mary Kay?
God
just brought one of these verses to my mind that I actually wrote. I think I wrote it back in 2003, if I'm not mistaken. Is it okay if I go ahead and spit that for you?
Yes, it is.
All right. It says, I got my weapon. I'm knowing that Jesus will send his blessing. No guessing. I feel him the moment that he starts helping. And when my times get hard, I know that Jesus steps in. You're on my conscience, Lord. You treat me like a best friend. This the only weapon I need to kill a demon. This the only food that I eat. It's called believing. Still dreaming. I hear him screaming. He talks about God. In my mind, I can't leave him. I'm going to stop right there, but... Actually, I always go back to that verse, and that was one of the verses that, I mean, everybody loves, and every time they hear it, they get the encouragement, but, I mean, it just
that
came to my
hot,
head as you talk.
That's definitely hot right there, and I like what you said right there, man. I got my weapon.
I'm knowing that Jesus will send his blessing. No guessing. I feel him the moment that he starts helping. And when my times get hard, I know that Jesus steps in. You're on my conscience, Lord. You treat me like a best friend.
That is so wonderful, man. That is definitely so wonderful. And I'm just blown away, and I thank you for blessing the show with that because it's still giving back the glory to God and the victory, but it's still good hip-hop. You know, just think about all you have been through, y'all. God has always been there with you, regardless of the situation. He is a friend like no other. You know, Jesus remained your friend even when he told you to do something you didn't want to do, so you didn't do it. You know, he said something to you that you didn't like, so you stopped speaking to him. You know, God, he told you to start or stop something because it didn't agree with your life's agenda, and you didn't do it. When he delayed answering you, you took the delay as a denial or you became upset and turned your back on God. You know, when he delayed answering your prayers or answering something that you're going through, you get mad and become upset and then turn your back. But you know what? Nevertheless, God never left you because he is your Lord. He is your God. He is your friend. He waits on you with open arms. You know, he's just waiting. He got his arms open. He waiting on you with open arms. And then he offering you protection from not only the world, but also from yourself. You know, God wants to wipe your tears, man. He want to enable you to sin, to fight your battles, and he wants you to run the race. And he also has your back, and indeed he is a friend. But you got to apply the word, man. You got to apply the word. This is a way that you can apply it. You can take some time to write a letter to God. You know, tell him what it means to you to be called his friend. Take the time out to thank him for what he does for you in your life and praise him for what it is yet to come. Express that to him, you know, express your gratitude that he doesn't treat you the way you sometimes should be treated. Be thankful. God give us grace and mercy every day. Grace is when God give us the things that we don't deserve each and every day. And mercy is when God withhold the things that we ain't ready for. I wrote a letter to God, and I definitely want to read it. I read it at the top of the hour, but I want to read it again. It says, "Dear Lord, you were there in the beginning, and I know you'll be there in the end. Guiding me, instructing me, correcting me, and telling me what to do. You wiped all my tears in the middle of the night. You told me not to worry. Everything will be all right. You always stood beside me, wanting to hold my hand. When I didn't know what to do, you said, 'My child, just stand.' I ached with pain and trouble was all around me. Peace and joy and happiness was too far for me to see. I wanted to quit, give up, and just abandon the race. I thought I had been defeated, but you told me that wasn't the case. Just when I thought I had lost and there was nothing left within, you said, 'Let me fight this battle. I'll guarantee you a win.' So I turned it over to you and stepped out of the ring. Now I'm beginning to see what joy just standing can bring. Now that my smile I wear is real, I no longer have to pretend. Because, Lord, I know whatever comes my way, you will always be my friend." Write y'all letters to God, man. We got about 3 minutes left in the show, and I definitely want to end it with a prayer. We're going to get some silence on the line. And I just want you to open up your hearts, you guys. Everybody that's tuning in, thank you for listening. Everybody that called in today, big shout-outs to Tech Deep. Big shout-outs to New Brain for calling in and witness with me. And, you know, for them having a position that they have, it could have been anywhere else in the world, but they was with me today. And I thank you, God, for sending people and sending young men and women of God to witness with me and share the word. Let's bow our heads, y'all. Lord, I thank you for being there when no one else was there for me, Lord. Thank you for wiping away the tears that the world didn't know that I cried. Father God, I thank you for your immeasurable and incapable friendship. Father God, I am blessed to know that I have a friend, and his name is Jesus. Father God, I thank you for any weapons that was formed against us today. They shall not prosper, shall not work, Lord. Father God, we do walk a fine line, but we march with you in your parade, Lord. We give you the honor and the glory because you are worthy to be praised, Lord. Father God, no matter what I went through today, yesterday, and tomorrow, I am thankful on today because you are my friend and that you gave me the tools and the insight to see those who really are and are not my friend. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
New Brain, I definitely want to thank you for coming through. Definitely make sure you send me your information and things through the Twitter so we can go ahead and start getting it on blast and whatnot, and I can definitely network with you in a little while. But we about to get out of here with some prayer changes. R. Kelly, he has definitely a big insight on the world at certain points, but we're going to get into it now. You're now logged in to Diva Spot Radio ENT on the Spiritual Feeding. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Let's go.
Somebody just look back over your life and see where it brought you from.
How many of you know
prayer changes?
I heard that
prayer changes.
I believe that
prayer changes.
I know that
prayer changes
things.
Prayer changes.
I heard that
prayer changes.
I believe that
prayer changes.
I know that
prayer changes
things.
Now
I was in a real bad abusive
relationship,
knowing that
there was no way
for me to live.
A young girl
like me,
raised up in a good
family,
way too young
to endure
such misery.
And every
night I cry myself
to sleep from all the
pain.
And the more
I pray for sunny
days, it seems to
rain.
He hit me
at any
given time,
he hit me
for no reason
at all.
He hit me so,
so hard.
My
God, sometimes
I fall.
Mama
asked what happened
to me,
and I take
up for him.
She said
the devil's a liar,
I pray God
get rid of
him. And
now I'm going to
school,
hitting those books,
I'm doing fine.
He got my life,
I'm not confused,
got peace of mind.
Man, I tell you,
prayer changes.
It changed,
prayer changes.
Oh, it changed,
prayer changes.
I'm a witness,
prayer changes.
And I know,
prayer changes.
It changed.